The city of Rockhampton is on high alert this morning as floodwaters there swirl around the isolated city. Temporary barriers made up of thousands of sandbags are holding back the water in some areas, but more than 500 residents have been forced to abandon their homes. Cattle and horse owners are scrambling to get their animals to safety, and now there are fears of a food shortage for livestock. From flooded Rockhampton, Josh Bavis reports.
Transport by helicopter has become the most efficient way of getting around central Queensland. Kay Becker has been busy coordinating the Capricornia Rescue Service helicopter in the last week.
A couple of rescues off roofs of houses and a couple of people out of floodwater who had decided they'd had enough and wanted to go.
She says the floods have crippled the flying doctor service as water continues to inundate airport runways.
Until they get back into service, that's what we'll be doing. Thankfully, some of the hospitals are starting to get road access to them, but there'll still be a few that'll be quite some time before they'll have road access, and we will continue to support those people in those communities.
And the isolation is also becoming a major problem for livestock owners. The Rockhampton showgrounds are this week looking more like Noah's Ark. Michelle Haywood is just one of the people who's brought her horses to the grounds after her property to the west of Rockhampton was swamped.
Well, we've been here 6 days now, but we've got 11 stabled here at the moment.
She says more than 140 horses were either found stranded or brought in by their owners, and space is running short.
We have a donkey, a goat, we have a little calf over here, and we have some chooks, and there's a lot of dogs getting around.
A lot of the horses were shifted from the Rockhampton racetrack after it went underwater several days ago. But Michelle Haywood says feed supplies for animals are becoming expensive and scarce.
Well, a lot of people that have brought these horses in have had to leave their feed, which has gone underwater, and now they've been left to try and find feed from somewhere else. We've had a few public holidays and a long weekend, and it's been hard for them to find feed.
85-year-old Mary Sate has lived in Rockhampton all her life. She's been watching the silty mess creep through the town centre every day and remembers similar big floods in the past.
I've got photos of 54 flood over north side where I lived, and we had two top steps. The water was right through our place. Right. On the corner of Deakin and Brighton Street. And the water's there now.
What was it like in the clean-up? Because all these residents are going to have to face something similar.
Terrible. Well, we never got into our house, but it was all right through underneath the house and that line. But I feel sorry for these poor devils where the water's right in their house and they've lost fridges and beds and lounges and everything.
Meanwhile, the Weather Bureau is predicting showers and storms will again hit the region in the next 3 days.
Josh Bavis in Rockhampton.